If you're just listening to us now, then you can get aware of change in our tone, the volume that we're talking at too. And then you get a whole kind of personality when you're actually sharing that in video as well. So, you know, that ability to build trust, if for nothing else, is what makes video, you know, so wonderful too. So, step number three, Google loves video. And by what I mean is, the reason that Google loves video in terms of a search tool is...
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast here with Tony and Angus from Adio Media. G'day, mate.
Hello, dude. How are you?
It's great. I tell you what's great. You and me together, back in the podcast by ourselves to deliver some amazing content. Today, we're going to be talking all things video. In particular, how-to videos. So what we're going to chat about today is how to structure a how-to video. We'll talk about why how-to videos are important and where you should be using those in your community outreach. When we're chatting and when we're teaching video, once people understand the framework or the ingredients, and that's what we'll go through, their ability to be able to crank out videos accelerates exponentially. So once you understand how things work, like most things in life, and that's what we're going to go through today, there's really five parts, there's five ingredients that you should have as a part of your how-to videos. Like baking a cake, miss one of the ingredients out, the cake's going to come out very differently as well. So in particular today, we're going to talk all about the how-to video. So what's a how-to video?
It's pretty self-explanatory, really. It's showing people how to do something, how to get a benefit, how to go from, and we always talk about this, how does your target market go from something they don't have or something they wish they had to where they're nice and happy and they've got that satisfied. We want to show them how to get there through some great content. And it might be examples of things of how to get rid of your back pain in three simple steps. It might be, you know, I mean, when I'm Googling stuff, you know, I remember I wanted to tie a Windsor knot for the first time. What am I going to do? I jump on YouTube and I go, how to tie a Windsor knot. And which video did I see? The person who had it titled, how to tie a Windsor knot. And they showed me step by step how to do it. Can now do it. This is what we need to be doing. As health practitioners, we need to be putting content out there that answers people's questions, solves their problems.
Yeah.
How-tos are a great way to do that.
The great thing, or one of the great things about a how-to video, is they're also really powerful at building expertise, building authority. So when you get somebody a result in advance before them even having to come into your practice, the other thing that's built massively is trust. And in everything that Tony and I keep on talking about, trust is the currency that we're trying to build. The more people in your community that know, like, and trust you, the busier your practice will be because the phone will ring and appointments will be being made. Now, you know, how-to videos aren't the only videos that we should be making. You know, whether we're making it motivational, thought-changing videos as well. Brandon had a great name for them. He called them...
Thought reversals.
Yeah, thought reversals. Mental blank there for a moment there. But also we should be sharing videos that are videos about us as well. Personal videos, you know, what we did on the weekend. But when we have, a complete array of videos that we're making... But by far, I think the videos that we should be making most of, and the easiest ones for most of us to be making, are how-to videos.
How-to videos. And we're doing them all day, every day in practice, aren't we? You know, people are asking us questions. We're showing people how to do your three favorite stretches. How many times a day do you do that? Multiples. Why not just shoot it once and then send people to your great video for them to learn? Not just for new people, but this is for your current patient base as well. It has a huge retention impact as well on your practice.
Yeah. We think there's nine great reasons. So our first job here is we're going to see if we can convince you to start making how-to videos or videos in general. But videos, in particular how-to videos, are really great at this conversion cycle, or increasing the conversion cycle. And what we mean by conversion cycle is the time it takes from when somebody first watches a video, engages with it, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook or on your website, for the time that it takes to them engage with your content all the way through to when they're happy getting on the phone, making an appointment. And we know, and the research continues to show, this process happens faster with video than with a blog post, with a podcast like we're doing now. Video is the fastest medium to get them through that buyer's cycle, which is going to take a number of points, but we can get there faster by using video. So it's important for that as well.
Absolutely. And remember that for some people, that's going to take some time. It could be days, weeks, months before they actually end up making a buying decision.
I think that is an important point because, you know, we see people say, look, I made some videos, Tony. I whacked them up on Facebook. I followed the five-step blueprint you're going to talk about now. And I put three videos up last week and I've had no phone calls. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's important is, we might touch on that buying cycle a little bit now. So in essence, buying cycle is the time when somebody goes from interest through to ready. And depending on where you look at, and there's a couple of things that we can think about. We can think about touch points. As little as maybe 10 years ago, the touch points might have been about 10. Mm. So, you know, have a look at your website, read some information, you know, maybe go back over to your Facebook page. Now, move forwards another 10 years, that's closer to 20, maybe even 30, I read recently. Mm. And then we put that, it was Wicked Reports. We're talking about this with Chris Burfield in one of our recent podcasts. And he showed that $1.7 billion worth of Facebook spend they analyzed there, it took on average 43 days. So this is a process. And in the same way, we're having conversations with our practice members and we're telling health is a process. Marketing, building authority, gaining trust of your audience is a process too. But the neat thing is that once that momentum goes and that you've been doing this for your first 43 days, then the traffic starts trickling in every week moving forwards as well. Now, that cycle happens faster with video than any other medium. So if you want to speed that up, use video.
Absolutely. So. And you mentioned the word trust because the second point is that video builds trust like nothing else. And the reason is because we get to see people. We get to feed off their energy. You're watching us now. You can check our body language, how we interact with each other, the tonalities. Everything comes together for you to get a bigger picture of who we are as a human being. The care, the love, the passion that we have, that you have, can be conveyed in video better than nothing else. So building trust massively for video.
Yeah, it amazes me, but that concept that they say that communication, the actual words that you're saying, is less than 10% of the message. It's all those things that we talked about before. And some of those things, if you're just listening to us now, then you can get aware of change in our tone, the volume that we're talking at too. And then you get a whole kind of personality when you're actually sharing that in video as well. So, you know, that ability to build trust, if for nothing else, is what makes video, you know, so wonderful too. So step number three, Google loves video. And by what I mean is, the reason that Google loves video in terms of a search tool is video has an impact on how long we spend on a site. So when we go to a site and there's a video on it, we're more likely to spend time on that site than if there's just text or audio alone. So for that reason, more often, if you've been in Google, you talked about before that you went to YouTube to type in, you know, how to tie a Windsor knot. My contention would be if you type that same thing in Google, I bet that same YouTube video would have come up as well. So we're seeing more and more videos come up actually in the search. You don't even have to.
And that's because people want video.
People want video.
So Google shows it to them.
Yeah. And I think also the fact that YouTube is owned by Google is another factor there that has a big impact on it also. So the other factor.
Well, the other factor is that we're all walking along, sitting at cafes, almost driving some people with our head in our phones, scrolling. People are constantly on their mobile device and people love watching video on their mobile device. You got a spare 3 minutes, spare 5 minutes, you watch a video. More so than people wanting to read on their mobile device because it's too small. Certainly for older eyes like ours, a video is much more appealing to watch on a mobile device. So we've got to be where people are, which is on their mobile devices. I love video.
And particularly when we take the next step along with our videos too and make sure that we have closed captions or subtitles on them, the vast majority of videos that are watched on the mobile device are watched with the sound turned off. People are watching them in the bathroom, on the loo, at work, where it's inappropriate to begin with to have the sound on. So if you have a subtitle that they can read along with, we know that will really increase engagement. So video is perfectly set for the mobile device. We are accessing the world now more through our mobile devices than we are through our desktop laptops as well. So, and then on to point number five, is, you know, video is great for sharing how-to content. You know, Tony touched on that before. And if I want to learn how to tie a wins or not, I'm going to watch a video. If I'm going to want to learn how to set up my desk ergonomic, that's great, I'm going to watch a video. If I'm going to want to learn how to sleep properly and choose the right pillow, it's a video I'm going to watch. If I'm going to want to learn how to, you know, stretch my hamstrings, it's a video that I'm going
to
want
to
learn.
How to cook a healthy breakfast. How to make a beautiful smoothie. You're going to watch a video.
These are all things that video is really perfectly, you know, situated for too. So on to point number six.
Point number six, that video still, it's the best way to put across expertise or position yourself as an expert, an authority, and even still a bit of a celebrity, if that's something you want to do. Because we still have this notion that someone's on video delivering great content. They are, you know, they're up there in the stakes of an authority.
There's a movie star kind of factor.
There's a bit of a movie star factor, isn't there?
And we see this with our, you know, our coaching clients that we see we like to tell. Tell the story about Gary.
But Gary, in practice, 40 plus years, the technology knowledge of an 18-month-year-old, couldn't even send us an attachment on an email. We got him starting making videos. And from day dot, he put the first video out, walking down the street, and someone in the cafe didn't know him, or he didn't know them, and said, "Wow, Dr. Gary, I just watched your video. It was awesome." You know, and then 5-10 minutes later, walks into the next store, same thing happens. These are people coming up to him because they've seen his great content, his great video, and they feel like they know him already after just watching one or two videos.
This, you don't see this happening through many other mediums. You know, if somebody had have just read a blog post that Gary had written, and we're not suggesting that you not be using the written word as well.
Still do it.
But it's we're hard to adapt. I mean, Gary, even if he had a photograph there as well, whether they would have recognized him from the photograph. So video is such a powerful tool for doing that too. The other reason that Tony and I love video also is it really, once we get the hang of it, once you understand this blueprint that we'll talk through today, is it really speeds up the content creation cycle. So as Tony mentioned beforehand, the type of videos that we're going to be making are really videos of the conversations that we're having each and every day. We've had them multiple times. If you've been in practice for as long as Tony and I have, then perhaps we've had them thousands of times. So we're making these videos, and if I'm just to grab my phone, put it up in front of me, "Hey, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic, just want to share a couple of great stretches for those of you particularly that are desk workers. I'm going to show you how to ease some tension in your neck and shoulders." Now, for me to create that video, run through the two stretches, I can belt that out in 3 or 4 minutes, have that go live straight to Facebook. To achieve the same result in the written word takes a long time. You know, I've got to get a photograph of the exercise, I've got to describe them in detail. So once you understand this cycle that we're talking about, videos can be something that can have us as busy practitioners. That's what we are first and foremost. We're making a difference to the health of the people in our community. There's no tool better for you to be cranking out information into your community with more ease than video too.
Absolutely. Point eight, the eighth reason why you should be making more videos is because they are super shareable. These are great pieces of information. John goes over and watches your video and says, "Geez, that's amazing. I'm starting to get some benefit from this person who's putting this great content out. I'm going to share it with Lily because I know that she's having trouble with her back and she needs to know this information." At a click of a button, it's shared across, and we love it because it's very shareable.
Facebook will tell us that videos are shared more than anything else, pictures, any other status kind of updates there as well. So if we're wanting our community acting as a multiplier for us, then create videos. They're more likely to share those than any other kind of post.
And it's the modern day referral, isn't it?
It's exactly. Them
saying, "Hey, this guy's cool, you should learn from him, or you should benefit from him or her." It's the modern day referral.
The digital referral, hitting that share button as well. It's where people get that chance to raise their hand and say, "I know, like, and trust Tony, and you guys should as well." And the ninth reason, quite simply, is at this stage right now, videos are still massively underutilized. Whilst there's enormous growth in them, the number of practitioners that are consistently, and that word consistent is important, creating videos that build authority, trust, and that celebrity as well, is still a tiny percentage, which is why now is the time to get on, because videos are such a powerful tool to differentiate you from the rest of the audiences. And when we begin to differentiate, we move from, what's something that's
you know, nobody knows anything about you, and we start to differentiate ourselves, and we move from a commodity. That's the word I was trying to get that to.
I can hear you struggling.
So we move from a commodity. So a commodity is milk and bread. And when we're choosing commodities, then the number one drive for how we choose commodity is all based on price.
Mm.
Now, we don't want people choosing your service based on price. When you position yourself as an expert, an authority, when you build trust and celebrity, it no longer becomes about price. You become positioned as the prize. And that's what video can really do as well. Mm. In summary?
In summary, you got to be making video. And if you're not, as I always say, if you're not, the person down the street will be, and they will reap the rewards. So, gang, I know you, probably most of you have gone, yeah, I should be making some videos. Well, what we're going to dive into now is something that's going to help you actually get to the point where you're starting to film and then put some great content out there, which is the five-step framework that we're going to go through.
Right. So we've got a handout that goes along with all of this. So we want you to listen, work your way through it, because you'll see just how simple that it is. And then head back over to the show notes. So they're at audiomedia.com/podcast. Head your way through to this episode here, and just down beneath it there too, you'll find a link where you can download these. We'll give you some examples, the five parts. We break them down as well. So these five parts in an overview, as I get onto my notes moving through here as well. There, an opportunity, first thing that we want to do is introduce ourselves. So when we're introducing ourselves, technology is just jumping along.
Isn't it just? Yeah, so part one of the five-part video framework is the introduction.
Yeah.
And we need to call out our audience and let them know who this video is for. You know, we want someone to be, you know, they're thumbing through Facebook or they're thumbing around the internet somewhere. It needs to be thumb stopping. It needs to grab their attention and say, this content, this video is for me, and it might answer my questions or it might solve my problems. So we want to introduce ourselves and give people a reason to stay with it. Why should they listen to you? Why should they watch the rest of your video? So we need to be calling these people out. So, you know, a simple one would be, hi, Dr. Tony here from Life Chiropractic. Do you suffer from excruciating neck pain? Are your shoulders rounding as you're sitting at the desk for a long period of time? Well, if that's you, stick around, because I'm going to show you the three simple stretches that you're going to need to do for all desk workers to get rid of that slumping posture.
So let's go. So the overview of the five parts, of which you just jumped into a few of there too. Part one is introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Dr. Tony. Part two, tell them where you're from. In this case, Life Chiropractic there too. Part three is where you introduce the topic. Now, it might be a frequently asked question we often get asked, or what you did through then is you actually called out your audience. You know, do you suffer from, have you experienced this? Have you ever wondered? You know, that's our part one, two, and three. And they form the introduction. Yeah. By far the most important part of our video is the introduction. The introduction is to engage, is to get somebody interested, is to pull them in. If we have a brilliant video but a lousy introduction, no one's going to see the content. So that's our starting point again. So hi there, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic. I often get asked the question, what sort of pillow should I be using to get a great night's sleep? If you're waking up in the morning, your neck is achy and you've got headaches, then perhaps it is your pillow. In today's video, I'm going to go through the five steps that you go through to find the perfect pillow. Stick around, I'll teach you more. So that's the introduction. Okay.
Parts one, two, and three.
Hi, my name is, where I'm from, and then introduce them to what we're going to be talking about as well. So that introduction should be 10 to 20 seconds is what we want to be looking at as well. Now, for most of us, once we get the introduction off and going, we can start to really kind of fly through it. Yeah?
Absolutely. It's amazing how many times we can get stuck on that first bit. You know, when all of a sudden the record button hits and you go, hi, I'm... what's my name again? Like it's amazing. We never ceases to amaze it. So if you can have a structure, which we've just given you three steps to just starting the video, we then just get into the parts what we know about. As a practitioner, we talk about the actual content all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's then a matter of just delivering the goods. But if we can just get past that first bit, all right, I'm on a roll here. I've introduced, I know what my topic is. Right, let's deliver.
Yeah. So part four is all about the body. This is where we're delivering the goods. Now, some things we get before we get into how we deliver that time frame. We want our videos to be in that, you know, at tops 3 to 6 minutes. And we actually think that there's some benefit in you having your videos underneath 60 seconds. We're seeing a shift from Facebook moving over into Instagram. There's a real growth in the popularity of Instagram, and our videos certainly through the feed there need to be underneath that 60 seconds. Instagram TV, they can be a little longer. That's still in its growth phase. We want to be in the Instagram feed. So when our videos are under 60 seconds, maybe that's the entire length of your video, or it could be a little mini clip that's a teaser that then drives them back to your website to watch more of the video. The long and short is keep your videos short, 6 minutes at the absolute outside, closer to 3 minutes, and then we're seeing brilliant results with videos underneath 60 seconds. So this is not about having to share every bit of wisdom that you have about choosing a pillow, every bit of wisdom that you have about improving your posture, every bit of wisdom that you have about how to decrease inflammation, but bite-sized bits of information so you continue to build value as you're moving forwards. Now, not only do you want to keep it that sort of time frame, but we want to also deliver it in a framework or in a hook as well. That's really important because the thing that a hook does, or a framework we'll talk about, is really build curiosity. And we see lots of these things on the cover of magazines, Cosmo, Better Home and Garden, all those kind of things. Better Home and Garden? Better Homes and Gardens. Yeah, Better Homes and Garden that we see as well. So some examples of some hooks might be, or some frameworks. Do you want to go? I think I've got four of them here that we'll kind of, you know, share.
Absolutely. So as Angus said on the covers, it's all these hooks. So the first one would be the X steps to ABC. So the three steps to a healthy spine, or the three steps to a strong core. A very, very simple framework for people to digest and create that curiosity. So I certainly know from my brain works much better. If you tell me you've got three steps and you work in 1, 2, 3, I can consume that information a whole lot more easily.
It lets us know where we're going on the journey. So we've had that introduction. Let's go in. Repetition is what helps us. Hey there, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic. I'm often asked the question, what's the best kind of pillow for me to be sleeping in? In today's video, I'm going to go through the five steps to choosing the ideal pillow that'll have you having a great night's sleep every time. Stick around and I'll show you exactly what they are. Then we get our way into the video and we work our way through step 1, 2, 3. And this is a journey that we're taking you on. You know where we're going. Now, if I just start to don't introduce that it's five steps, five secrets, which is our second one we'll talk about at the moment there too, we can get a little bit lost in the video there too. So our first framework is the X steps to the outcome that we want. And we could, framework number two is the same, but instead of using the word steps, we use secrets.
Absolutely. Everyone loves a secret.
Everyone loves a secret.
Curiosity. Ooh, I wonder what the secrets are. Am I doing the secrets? Do I know what the secrets are? Ooh, I'm going to watch.
Yeah. Framework number three is how to get something good without something bad. Frank Kern, who we love, one of our mentors, is he talks about how to yay without boo. So, you know, we see this before. You know, how to lose weight without having to go on a diet. You know, how to get strong without having to lift weights. You know, how to strengthen your core without ever having to do crunches. Yeah, don't do crunches. Right. But in essence, what we want to do here is identify what is the hurdle that most people have that prevents them from getting the outcome that they want. You know, perhaps it's how to decrease their back pain without drugs or surgery. You know, these are the type of, this is what's referred to as a hook or a framework. Curiosity, it will help somebody come on that journey. So again,
the fourth hook or framework is to use a warning or what not to do. You know, make sure you're not making these three mistakes every time you go to the gym, or the three things you should never do to get a healthy core. People love wondering whether they're doing it wrong as opposed to doing it right. And so using a warning or things not to do can be very, very powerful.
Yeah. I mean, and again, so let's review from the start again. You know, we've got our introduction, which does?
Calls out our audience.
Tells them who we are, gives a little bit of branding, introduces them to what we're going to be talking about today. Hey there, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic. Today, I want to talk to you about the three biggest mistakes that I see people making with their posture. These mistakes, not only are they harmful for your spine, they will actually make your posture worse. They weaken your muscles and are more likely to cause problems than give you that healthy posture that you're after. So stick around. I'm going to tell you exactly what these three mistakes are, and I'll show you how to correct them as well. So there's our introduction, and then we just get ourselves into it moving forwards. Now this moves us onto this next phase, which is the call to action.
So the call to action is often one of those missed parts of a video. And you know, maybe it's because we, as health professionals, we're there to help. We don't want to be looked at as sleazy or salesy. But gang, this is such an important part of your video. We need to be telling people what they should do next. What's the next naturally right thing for them to do? They've sat and consumed your information. They've spent some time, effort, and energy looking at your great content. You've helped them in advance. You've taken them from point A to point B on their journey of getting well. Tell them what to do next. And it might be simple as like the post, comment down below, tell me your story. Call the office, book in for a workshop, download our great cheat sheet or infographic. We need to be telling people what to do. And then there's the one in four rule.
One in four. So one in four of our videos there too should be a direct call to action inviting somebody into your practice. So if we took along that line that we're talking about posture beforehand, you know, if I said at the end, I've gone through my whole video and said, look, if you're suffering with neck and shoulder problems, if you have that forward posture that we've talked about so much in this video here today, then I'm going to encourage you to get your spine checked and give the office a call on 9646-1414. Speak to the wonderful Heidi, and we'd love to work with you to help personalize your care to get your posture looking great and release some of that tension as quickly as possible. That number again, 9646-1414. So there's a call to action there that's inviting somebody into the practice. We don't want to be doing that on each and every video though, because then it starts to look like all these videos you're making, they're all just about promoting your practice. And remember where we're sharing these videos, social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. It's a social platform. Mm. It's not a selling platform. People aren't going to social media looking to buy. Now, a word with that too, just because you don't have a call to action that invites people into your practice doesn't mean that people aren't going to ring up and make an appointment. We have loads of people come to our practice after they've watched, you know, a simple video about how to use a foam roller. There's been no call to action, none of that kind of stuff, but we've built a rapport, we've built trust, authority, we've given them some results in advance. And who are they going to call? Not Ghostbusters.
No.
They will call us or you in this situation when you've done that. So as Tony mentioned before, we forget to do this. Hey, listen, if somebody's watched 60 seconds, even if it's that short Instagram, gone all the way through there, they're interested. And if you're cool and helpful about your call to action, then fabulous. But most of our call to actions, what social media is really encouraging us to do is to create conversations, and our videos can do that. You know, what's your favorite pillow? What works for you? You know, what have you found? Have you got a favorite pillow? That's what you're talking about there as well. Or it could be just at the end there. So listen, we see so many people suffering with problems because they choose the wrong pillow. And you know what? We want to make a difference to our community. Share this video, okay? When somebody starts to get the right pillow, gets a great night's sleep, it'll make an enormous difference. Hit that share button down the bottom there and let us know what's your favorite kind of pillow. That would be an example of a...
Perfect.
Of a call to action, okay?
Yep.
So there's five parts we've been through, okay? Part number one is introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Angus. Part number two, tell them where you're from. You know, I'm from Port Melbourne Naturopathy. I'm from, you know, Life Chiropractic. Let them know where you're from. Part number three is introduce them to what you're talking about. That can look like different things. It could be a frequently asked question. Hey, we're often asked this question. It could be us calling out the audience. It says, do you have this problem? You know, have you ever had this difficulty there as well? Part four is the body.
The body, the content, delivering the goods, getting the knowledge that you've got in your head out to help people in advance to get them the results that they want.
Yeah. And remember, we're going to share the body in some frameworks. We introduced you to four different frameworks, which was, you know, the X steps to the outcome, three steps to a great night's sleep. You know, the framework number two instead of steps was secrets. The three secrets to a great night's sleep. Framework number three was how to get a great night's sleep without something bad. So how to get a great night's sleep without needing to take a sleeping tablet would be an example that we could use an example there too. And then the fourth framework was what not to do. So what not to, the biggest mistakes we see people make that prevent them from having a great night's sleep. So when we prevent, first we're going to introduce this concept in the actual introduction. And then when we deliver our content through this framework throughout the body, that's when we get our best chance of taking people through that whole journey and having them come throughout the entire video. And then we finish with the call to action.
Call to action. Don't forget that one. And make sure it's naturally right, that it actually is the next best step for them.
Yeah. So don't be scared to invite people into your practice. They will want that. And if it's done in a friendly way, like I just talked about before, which is said, listen, we love helping people with low back pain. I've been doing it for 20 years. And, you know, very few things give me the joy of seeing somebody being able to get back to exercise and the life that they've always wanted to do. And if you're suffering from low back pain, you're frustrated because you're not getting results, then we would love to help. The office phone number is 96461414. You'll speak with the wonderful Heidi and she'll set up an appointment either with myself or the amazing Dr. Kirby, and we'll see if we can help you. I mean, there's nothing pushy or sleazy about that.
And if you can connect it to your why, that your community is suffering, gang. Your community is getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And if you're not out there telling them that you've got a better way, that you've got a way that you can help people actually get well, thrive, be happy and healthy, you know, they're just going to continue to get sicker and sicker. So if you can connect that call to action to your why of helping your community get healthy and strong, that'll make a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference there too. This whole framework, this principle that we talk about, the reason it's so effective, there's a couple of quotes that we really like. Really love one from Zig Ziglar. And he says this: if you can just help enough other people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. This is what our video, this is what our community outreach is about. And we use that word and community outreach or community influencer because that's how you need to be positioning yourself. The way we build an epic practice, to borrow from the great Tony Ebel there too, is by positioning ourselves as that expert, that authority, or that community influencer. And we do that by creating wonderful how-to videos. When we create these kind of videos, and as we've said too, is our community is silently begging to be led. And it's time that we stepped up and led them moving forwards there too. And so that framework that we've been through with a little bit of practice, you'll nail it. We were teaching this framework this morning. And then once Krista got this framework, like, immediately her eyes lit up. She goes, got it. Okay, I introduce myself. Hey here, Krista, where am I from? You know, I introduce the topic. Here's my framework. Here's my call to action. And then you can start to belt this out in no time at all. So sharing it, four different ways to actually share or to shoot our videos. So once we get in front of the camera.
Oh, got it. Yeah. And this will really help because there are four ways you can do it, which is you know what you're going to say. You can either just wing it. Get in front of the camera. If you've got the knowledge in your head, you know the five-part framework, you can just go for it. Now, that's great because it becomes natural and you can put across great personality and all that sort of stuff. It can lend itself to waffle.
Yeah.
You know, these two-minute videos all of a sudden become four-minute videos and they're not as engaging because they've taken twice as long to do. So just, you know, word of warning for those that aren't as confident. The next level is, the second one, is to just have dot points. Break it down into the five things, and you have that maybe written on the wall behind your camera, and you know the five things that you're going to go through with maybe, you know, a couple of words or a sentence on each point just to prompt you along the way. That can really help.
There's oftentimes, Tony and I are sitting here, we're not only recording the audio, depending on how, but the video as well. Often we will put cheat sheets up behind us to keep us on track. And again, you can learn a section of it, come back and forwards, and then just edit out those bits where you're just relearning it as well. And that's really that third section we're talking about. It's kind of, you know, memorizing chunks of it, you know, rote learning whole sentences or paragraphs. And that can be fabulous too when you're just starting because, you know, if you get nervous in front of the camera, but you know what you're going to say and you really learn that, then really learning those chunks word for word. Now, be careful with that too, because it can take away a bit of the personality. Mm. You know, we know when somebody, there's been times that I've listened to different keynotes, and if somebody has rote learned their whole speech, there's not often room for that, you know, different tonalities and feel and pause and things like that too that are part of a normal kind of conversation. Then fourth, we love teleprompters.
Teleprompter. It's a great way to, you know, have a scripted video that passes through the lens of the camera, so you're still looking down the barrel, yet you can be reading the words as you go. It's a great way, and they used to be thousands of dollars, and now they're, you know, $150.
Yeah, I mean, there are teleprompter apps you can get straight for your phone. I find them a bit tricky because the writing's quite small and that kind of stuff like that too. But jump on Amazon, have a look. Teleprompters can be great. Again, it takes some skill to get you good at using a teleprompter so you don't have those kind of crazy eyes where, again, it looks like that you're reading. But if you've got a really important message that you want to share, then scripting it out word for word can be useful. This is a process. I think I said this earlier on. You know, when we're talking to our practice members about restoring health, we let them know that it's a process. It takes time. You weren't great as a practitioner the first day you got into university. It took years for us, and then it took practice as well. Creating videos will be the same, you know, same thing. It's a process. Now, that being said, what we want to share with you is the good video that you make will always outperform the perfect video that you don't. Don't get hung up on perfection, because you'll never put perfect out there. And I got a sneaking suspicion, perfection is really hiding something. There is a level, we get it, of vulnerability or exposure that happens when we put ourselves in front of camera and we say, this is my stance, this is my thoughts on how I can make a difference to your life. And so I want to leave you with some thoughts. For many of us, we get paralyzed of the fear of that too. And I want to ask you a question. What's more important? Is it more important making a difference to the people in your community, or is it more important for you not to be embarrassed to be on camera? So if you're listening to this and you want to see yourself as a community influencer, then I'm going to contend that it's more important that you make a difference to the people in your community. Moving forwards.
There's an audience for everyone, you know, and I think we need to keep that in mind, is that there are people out there that want to love you for the great content that you're going to put out there, but they're only going to find you if you put great content out there. So, you know, my call to action for you, start making some videos. Use the framework we've just gone through. Choose one of those four ways you can get in front of the camera and start shooting some videos. Put it out there. You know, download the cheat sheet that we've got for you. Go to the show notes, get that, and start making videos.
Yeah, terrific. So how-to videos should be a regular part of how you're making a difference to your community. Head on over to the podcast notes. There's a complete cheat sheet that will take you through all of this. And gang, as usual, keep saving lives. Thanks so much for all that you do. If you haven't already, then it would be a great favor for us if you jump on over also to iTunes. Subscribe if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast. But let us know your thoughts. Give us a star rating. Give us your thoughts inside of there as well. It helps us share this message. Like Tony mentioned beforehand, we're passionate about making a difference to this world of us. We have a struggling healthcare system, and it's us as natural health practitioners. We're the ones that need to step up and show people the lifestyles that they need to be living. In order for us to do that, then, you know, we're working with you. We need more and more people understanding this process, making videos. As we all move together there too, it makes a difference to our world, our community. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts, go crazy, get out there and have some fun, and share yourself. Share your amazing worth.
Can't wait to see your videos. Over and out, gang.
See ya.
Time on.
Time on. All right. Bit of talk. Did you get the damn? G'day, Mackie.
Let it rip, buddy.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, here with Tony and Angus from Adio Media. G'day, mate.
G'day, dude. How are you?
It's great.